Jars of Clay and Flood on the Wib Wake Up Show. I remember seeing them in concert at Zorn Arena back in the day. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day on a 62-degree Wednesday, the 7th of June. June Dairy Month. We're a whole week in. Good morning to Jason Cans. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Flood, that's a blast from the past.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a song on that album called Worlds Apart, which I just loved.
Yeah.
I used to listen to it very often. So,
very talented group, did a lot of great work.
Yeah.
Over the years,
yeah,
too.
For sure.
Blood water, right? So that whole deal.
Yeah. We need some more water outside.
Yeah, boy, we do. It was nice.
Maybe
to
not just a flood, but
get
yeah.
a downburst of rain a couple of nights ago, but it didn't last long enough.
No.
Well, my wife blessed me last night. I was kind of saying maybe that's my birthday present, but it was the earwax buildup, and she played ear doctor and was able to. It's kind of gross when you see the chunk eventually that she gets out. And so I am experiencing some of the sounds of the morning I am taking in, include just the noise that the plastic in the cereal box makes, or the running water. I mean, just hearing all sorts of noises. I feel like I've gone from deaf and I've been healed or something.
It's amazing, you know, that I think we take our senses for it, forgetting the word there, but we
for granted,
really
for granted.
Granted, yeah, that's the word. You know, when we notice them coming back, it's amazing how much they offer us.
Well, I think during COVID, a lot of people lost their sense of smell, right? And so that's appreciated too. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, I got something else before we get into Galatians this morning, Galatians 2, I think it's 11 through 13, but I don't know, I posted something yesterday from a favorite writer that we both think highly of, Ben Kramer, and you were the first one to like it, and the post, I mean, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I mean, he starts off with, he says, John 3:16 is for God so loved the world, and then he says it isn't for God so was so hostile towards the world, so despised the world, so wanted to destroy the world. God so loved the world. And then, but I don't know. I mean, in terms of some, there was some liking of it, a good amount. And, you know, when you post something that was meaningful, I mean, my intro was, wow, what a great post. May we all take this to heart. But then I was struck by, I mean, it's a dear brother in the Lord, I know. But, I mean, he's just like, I think it's odd to omit the remainder of the verse. And then this whole discussion rose up. But as I read the discussion, I'm like, have you made posts that basically say we need to love people and then had Christians oppose it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, and that's one of the things that I hope you and I are known for is our focus on love. You know, I think, and what happens when I post things about that is I'll get responses that basically say not so fast. And, you know, for me, I think as a Christian, I'm like, until I have this love thing down, all the rest of it just can go by the wayside. You know, I think if there's other pieces to it, I want to leave that to God. You know, I think for me, I want to be living a life of love toward God, toward self, towards others, and try to do that as best as I can. But I think sometimes people are afraid of loving fully and completely.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just baffling to me. If people just, I was taking solace in the Compassion Radio show that preceded the Wib Wake Up show this morning as Bram Flory and his wife were talking about it. And at, near the end of the show, he talked about the importance of loving people. It is the first fruit. I mean, I guess I can ask that question. What is the first fruit? Love is. What is the highest gift? It seems to be love.
Yep.
1 Corinthians 13, smack dab in the middle of this full-throated discussion on the spiritual gifts, and I mean, I'm just getting started. There's a lot more to say. So,
right. God's primary characteristic, according to Michael Card, has said, which is loving kindness.
1 John 4, my wife was telling me just yesterday, she was telling people, here's two verses. God is love. Full stop.
Yeah.
So.
Full stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
All right.
Yeah. But I think we're always going to run into that. I think that's just going to keep happening as we encounter
I don't know.
People.
So. I guess if you want to take me off the air because I'm for love, then do it. All right.
Right.
We got Galatians 2:11 through 13 today.
Yeah, it says, but when Peter came to Antioch, I had to oppose him face to his face, for what he did was very wrong. When he first arrived, he ate with the Gentile believers who were not circumcised. But afterward, when some friends of James came, Peter wouldn't eat with the Gentiles anymore. He was afraid of criticism from these people who insisted on the necessity of circumcision. As a result, other Jewish believers followed Peter's hypocrisy, and even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy.
You've got a lot to say on this, and so I wonder if we should just save it.
Actually,
I had underlined a few other things from the previous verses that I had wanted to touch on further. So
sure.
Let's leave it there. You read Galatians 2:11-13, and we had our spiritual conversation for the morning. So there we go.
All right.
Thanks, Jason.
Come back to it tomorrow.
All right.
Talk to you then.
Promise of the day is Psalm 63:3. My loving kindness is more precious than life. Thank you. Great picture of the tide coming in. Psalm 63:3. My loving kindness is more precious than life. Let me share just a little of that. Barry Adams says, in this promise, the psalmist is making a declaration of God's amazing loving kindness and how his love is better than life itself. The writer goes on to say that the only appropriate response to such a wonderful love is to live a life of loving God back in the form of presenting our bodies as living sacrifices. And I'll leave it to you to read the final two paragraphs, but I think it's really true. We only love God as the person we love the least, because human beings are image bearers. They're made in the image of God. So First John talks about you can't say you love God and not love your brother. And so we are called, it's a high and noble call to love, right? Imitators of God, and God is a God of love. Ephesians 5 says imitate God, so we're called to love, as Peabod sang already this morning on the show. Love everybody. Keith weighing in on the listener line, part of our best 5 minutes of the day discussion at 5:45 for you early risers, says, good morning, Mark. I love the fact that you and Jason hit on love so much that people don't understand. Love is an action word. God gave his only begotten son because he loved us. Yeah, you can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. And he says, you and Jason show your love for us by sharing God's word every day with us. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate that, friend. And then also, we're hearing from PCD John on the listener line this morning at 715-396-1670.
Mark, a good friend of mine, passed away this past Monday. His name is Jim Janota, and he's going to be buried this Saturday. Would you play Crucified with Christ by Phillips, Craig, and Dean? Thank you.
Our condolences, John. The Whip Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday, a continuation of Tuesday Trivia.
Yes, indeed, and we're trying to give away some OneFest tickets this morning, Halvo, and we've got a bunch of incorrect answers to our question. Maybe that will help folks along the way. Maybe we get our winner right here, right now. That would be fantastic.
That would be fantastic. I'll tell you what, these are highly coveted. People really want. We had so many guesses at 8:45 yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, here we go. The question is, there are about 5,000 people in the United States practicing this profession. What is it? We've had all sorts of answers, including acupuncturist.
Auctioneer.
Reiki.
Christian music artist.
Hypnotist.
Animal chiropractor.
Pet dentist.
Ventriloquist.
Pet dentist. art therapist.
Radio host.
Professional cheesemaker.
Climbing telephone tower.
Farmer.
Jewelry maker.
Yo-yoer.
Large animal veterinarian.
Life coach.
Carnival worker.
Butler.
Oral surgeon.
Commercial fisherman.
Taxidermist.
Dog groomer.
Underwater welder.
Archaeologist.
Lifeguard.
Librarian.
Astronaut.
Horse jockey.
Hairdresser.
Masseuse.
Nanny.
Cartographer.
Walmart greeter.
And cruise ship worker.
Again, the question, there are about 5,000 people in the United States practicing this profession. None of those were correct, but now we have to figure out. Now we have to figure out what is the correct answer for two passes to OneFest 2023.
What remains? I guess I'm thinking of one right now. That's
good
the
morning.
Wrong answer, but anyway.
WWIB, you're the first one through. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry from Bloomer. She's
a
strong
winner.
Competitor on Win It Wednesdays. Sherry from Bloomer, what do you think?
I'm going to say a scuba diver trainer.
A scuba diver, not just a scuba diver, but a scuba diver trainer. Scuba diver trainer. I don't even know what I said there. It's early. No, not what we're looking for.
And again, I think Sherry Mayo, I thought I heard her win in Culver's yesterday, but I mean, she can, she's certainly eligible to win that. But otherwise, we say if you haven't won the last 30 days, you're eligible.
So. Yeah, so 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth Deach, Eau Claire.
Hey, Beth.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
All
pretty
right.
Pretty good. What Fire do you away. Think? We want to give you some OneFest tickets, Beth.
How about a music therapist?
How about a music therapist?
Sorry.
Not a music therapist. Okay. Thank you for trying. 715-723-2555. Lots of people want a chance to win this. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from in this fine Win It Wednesday on WWIB?
This is Mike from La Crosse.
Hey, Mike.
I'm going to guess agriculture.
Agriculture, just like agriculture in general?
Farming.
Farming. We actually had, and the reason I asked you to clarify is because we had farmer guest already. So
guess
how about
again.
A bonus guess for you? Go ahead.
Okay. People working for Amazon.
Oh, working for Amazon. All right. Amazon worker. Not Amazon worker. Thank you, Mike from La Crosse. Call back 715-723-2555. Always good to hear from the Cooley region.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go here. Good morning. And your name, where you're calling from, please.
Lori from Fall Creek.
Hey,
and is
Lori.
A glass blower.
Wow.
I'm going to do just what I did yesterday. Sorry, Lori. And get excited about some of these cool professions while saying that it's not what we're looking for. But Lori, please call back 715-723-2555. I think they had a whole show on Netflix about glass blowing. Super cool. Feel like you'd get a lot of burns.
Yeah, that is
but
rare. Yeah.
Anyway.
Amazing that they can do with that.
Good morning, Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jesse from Eau Claire.
Jesse from Eau Claire for a chance to win OneFest tickets. There are about 5,000 people in the United States practicing this profession. What profession is it?
Oh, it's got to be a hairdresser.
Hairdresser, that's been guessed already, so go ahead and guess again.
Oh, how about a plumber?
A plumber. Has that been guessed? How have I looked
through?
It has
not.
It has not.
It's not what we're looking for.
And plumber was not correct. Thank you, Jesse. 715-723-2555. I think we'll have time for two more guesses, Alvo.
All right.
Before we have to bid adieu to this chance to win.
Okay.
Let's go here. Man, there's so many lines lit up. It's like Christmas. I love Christmas. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer again.
All right, Sherry, you get another chance. Go ahead.
Okay, this is my husband's guess.
Oh.
He said those people that go around and deliver milk to, like, their houses, like the glass bottles back in the day.
Kind of the milkman.
Like,
milkman.
Yeah.
Wow. That is an awesome guess. I mean, it's wrong, but that is really cool. Like, milk and glass bottles. All right, think about it, Sherry. Call back 715-723-2555. That is... I
got to go way back to my childhood to remember.
Yeah.
I think we did have milk delivery.
Milk and glass bottles sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I digress. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're the last guess or last chance to win OneFest tickets before we push this off another 20 minutes. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jan from Colfax.
Hey, Jan.
How about a gerontologist?
A gerontologist? That is a great guess, Jan. But not what we're looking for. I'm sorry. About 5,000 people in the United States who practice this profession. We've got a lot more great answers, but none of them correct, Alvo.
Yeah, so maybe we'll drop a hint at 7:45 if we need to.
We might give you guys a hint. We want someone to go to OneFest. It started as Tuesday Trivia. It has become Win It Wednesday, and now we are on try number 2 on a Win It Wednesday. To give one of you two full event OneFest tickets, again, thanks to Ladysmith Veterinary Clinic for sponsoring the giveaway. We'll throw in a parking pass as well, OneFest 2023, July 28th through the 30th, 715-723-2555. Our question this morning, there are about 5,000 people in the United States practicing what profession? About 5,000 people in the U.S. practicing what profession, Alvo?
Yeah, so that's what we want to know, and your chance to win... two tickets to OneFest. All event tickets courtesy of Ladysmith Veterinary Clinic.
So, we thought about giving a hint here, but do we want to give the incorrect answers one more time?
Sure, let's do it.
We'll have to speed through these. So, not acupuncturist?
Yeah, keep going.
Not auctioneer, not a Reiki person?
Gotcha. It's not a Christian music artist,
not
a hypnotist, or an animal chiropractor?
Not a pen dentist, ventriloquist, or art therapist?
Not a radio host, professional cheesemaker, or someone who climbs telephone towers?
Not a farmer, a jewelry maker, a yo-yoer, or a large animal veterinarian?
Not a life coach, a carnival worker, a butler?
Not an oral surgeon, a commercial fisherman, or a taxidermist?
Not a dog groomer?
Not an underwater welder.
Or an archaeologist.
Not a lifeguard or a librarian.
Not an astronaut or a horse jockey.
Not a hairdresser, masseuse, or nanny.
Not a cartographer, a Walmart greeter, or a cruise ship worker.
Not a scuba diver trainer.
Not a music therapist.
Not an Amazon worker.
Or a glass blower.
Or a plumber.
Or a milkman.
Or a gerontologist, which we had to look up and see what it is. Apparently, that's a healthcare professional who may have patients but is not a medical doctor.
Wow, you're smart.
I looked it up. Thank you, Google. Anyway, but what? Speaking of that, we love that this, it seems, is not easily Googleable.
So
then we get more participation this way.
Yeah, and so here is the hint. And we had to be careful during our day yesterday because we had people who were wanting to pry whatever information they could from us. And
even among our own staff here.
Wow. We just weren't giving.
We went to Bulge, Fort
Knox.
Here's
the deal. One of the things, though, somebody raised, and I was not forthcoming with it, they were wondering aloud. I wonder if this is something that maybe is largely centered in one area or is spread all around the country. There's just 5,000 or so of these. So, yeah.
The hint? The clue?
What do you say?
It is spread all around the country.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're going to find these kind of folks all around the country.
There are about 5,000 people in the United States practicing this profession. So long preamble, but we wanted to make sure you're all set. So now, the chance to win, and we'll go to the phone. 715-723-2555 is exclusively where we're taking these answers. 715-723-2555. Good morning. You are the first caller through on this Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Patty, and I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Patty from Chippewa Falls. About 5,000 people in the United States practicing what profession? For a chance to win one Fez tickets, Patty, go ahead.
A mortician.
Mortician.
Ooh, great guess.
Hasn't been guessed yet, but not what we're looking for. Patty, you call back. Try and get through. 715-723-2555 as the phone lines are a-buzzing. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Annette from Mondovi.
Hey, Annette. Go ahead.
Is it a piano tuner?
Is it a piano tuner? Annette, what makes you think that?
Because there aren't that many piano tuners around.
Yeah, I mean, so it'd be like 5,000 people in the United States who are piano tuners. And I remember we had a great piano tuner who came to my home and to the church and stuff like that. I'm sorry, I get excited about all these random professions. Also, because you're right.
That's all there is to it. Annette, you're going to One Fest, girl.
Annette, you win two tickets to One Fest.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
How about that? Yes, piano tuner, about 5,000 people in the United States. Annette, how in the world did that answer come to you?
Well, I didn't think there were that 5,000 people. Doesn't seem like a lot.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're looking for piano tuners, and I know that some that I've used have retired.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic job. You know what? Your thought process was just right, and now you're going to One Fest. Congratulations, Annette from Mondovi. You hang on the line. We're going to get just a little bit more information because One Fest is going to send those tickets right to you. In the meantime, let's have a One Fest artist. Havel, I really thought that was going to take longer.
She pulled it out. Way to go, Annette.
Annette, you are incredible.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. And, you know, the importance of washing your hands. I think I remember having worked in a third world country and lived there for a couple of years. A number stands out to me, and I could be wrong on this, but I thought it's like 44% of illnesses could be avoided just with simple washing of your hands.
Really?
So, yeah, it's really important. And there's something else that's important when you wash your hands. Use soap.
This is just kind of mind-blowing to me, Havel. Please continue.
Yeah. So Caleb and I search when we're off air trying to figure out what topic to tackle. And I threw out this headline to him that a certain percentage of adults skip soap when washing their hands. What was your reaction?
I mean, kind of mind-blown. And I know sometimes it's like, mind-blown. No, I mean, for real, it's like, really?
Yeah.
Didn't your mama teach you better than that?
So actually, it says,
it's like people who don't buckle up in the car. It's like, why would you not?
45% of adults skip soap when washing their hands. That's the stunner.
Almost half?
Of adults skip soap. What? They just, that just doesn't do it, folks.
I mean, and here's the thing. And again, I won't delve too far into this family show, but like if you're ever in a men's restroom, sometimes it seems like maybe the positive peer pressure of someone is about to leave and you're washing their hands and they feel ashamed that they're about to not wash their hands as they leave. So then they, you know, do a quick wash or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, at least it's something, but I'm still grabbing the paper towel before I touch that door handle when I'm leaving after you.
Yeah.
45%?
That's what they say. Surprisingly, 45% of people admit to skipping soap altogether and simply just rinsing their hands.
What's the point? I'm good. Immune system.
The power of water.
Oh, man. I mean, water. Soap and water. 20 seconds. Do your best. I think Danny Gokey has some advice for us.
Does he mention use soap?
Maybe he thought it was a given.
Listen up, kids. So. 1, 2, 3. It's as easy as ABC. I don't want you feeling bad. Because feeling sick can make you sad. Can do it. This is real. It ain't pretend. You love your family and your friends. We should help each other out. Do these steps in this year. Wash your hands. When you got a cough, turn your head. Yeah, you got to clean your space. This is how you keep germs away. Everybody does their part. Now you know just what to do. Show the world that they need to. Wash your hands. When you got a cough, turn your head. Yeah, you gotta clean your space. This is how you keep germs away. Yeah, you gotta wash your hands. When you got a cough, turn your head. Yeah, you gotta clean your space. This is how you keep germs away. Yeah, you gotta wash your hands. When you got a cough, turn your head.
Even for the sniffles.
Wake Up Show on WWIB. In case you missed it, an hour ago, we Annette in Mondovi did get the right answer to our very difficult question. What is the occupation that about 5,000 people practice all around the country, Caleb?
Piano tuning.
Yeah, that's what it is. So she's going to One Fest.
Yes, and never you fear, friends. We may just have some more One Fest giveaways in the days to come.
Nice.
And again, joining the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group is always great in case an exclusive giveaway might ever pop up there. And listening to the WIB Wake Up Show, listening to WWIB all day long, always great because maybe we'll have something here, maybe in the midday, maybe on the drive with Dawson.
Yeah.
Could be any time. I feel like it's that him. But anyway.
Hey, something kind of fun here. Strange but true online ads. These are actual, real ads from Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace.
Yes. Should we say this is the first one I have heard. Some of these other ones really crack me up. And again, these are true. All right, ads from Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace. Wanted somebody to go back in time with me. This is no joke. You'll get paid after we get back. Must bring your own weapons. Safety not guaranteed. I have only done this once before.
Whatever. How about this one? An actual ad from Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace. Turkey for sale, partially eaten, only 8 days old, both drumsticks still intact, $23 or best offer. Are you kidding me?
Very specific price. Strange but true online ads. These were actually posted on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. How about this ad? Tombstone, standard gray. A goodbye for someone named Grady.
That's maybe the best. And I'm sorry I stepped on you there when you were talking. Isn't that another actual ad? All right. Honda Civic, AM, FM, CD player, low miles, good condition, speaks Spanish.
That is handy.
Hmm.
How about this one? Human skull, used once only. This is the disturbing part. Not plastic.
Okay. It's authentic. Here we go. Do with this what you will. 2003 Nissan Maxima, green, leather, loaded, CD, auto start, sunroof, four-door, good condition, $4,500, not for sale.
That's what really gets me. Strange but true ads that have been placed online. For sale, one pair hardly used dentures, only two teeth missing.
Oh, my. And finally, a strange but true ad, GE Mammogram dishwasher for sale, $60, good condition.
Probably want to check the typos there.
Yeah.